Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work. Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today we are talking about how I would build a company from scratch if I had to start all over again. And this was a really interesting thought exercise, so I'm excited to talk to you guys about this. So if I had to rebuild a brand from scratch today, that means no audience, no awareness, no momentum, none of the things that I already have in place for Excelity, this podcast, my personal brand. There's one thing that I would care about more than anything else, and I feel like a lot of people miss this or they don't prioritize it first, and that is revenue. I feel like it's a no-brainer, but for some reason, there are lots of other things that often go before, right? People say, I need a business plan. I need to raise money. I need to do this. I think it's often fear holding us back, something we talk about a lot on this podcast. But if you're not selling, you don't have a brand. You could have an idea, a logo, that business plan we just talked about, maybe even a following. But if you don't have customers, you don't have a business. And I cannot overstate how important that is. So today we're going to walk through exactly how I would build a brand with the goal of getting paying customers as fast as humanly possible and doing that without burning a ton of money, hiding behind marketing, or waiting for everything to be perfect. Okay, step one is starting with a sellable and solvable problem. And what I mean by that is you have to define a problem that people are already paying to solve or that they will pay to solve, but know that that road is going to be harder. I think this is a common place where people get stuck because they start with a passion. They have an idea they're really excited about or something they think is really cool, but do you know if people care enough to pay? I would start with what hurts, what's urgent, what already has budget attached to it for either people or businesses. Because if no one is paying to solve this problem somewhere, it's going to be an uphill battle to convince them to start that process with you, creating the need, right? And we have done this with clients, most certainly. But more so where we are modernizing processes that already exist. But those are situations where, you know, maybe they're using a free spreadsheet to solve a problem and to manage a process. And now we're asking them to pay for something. It is definitely, I will tell you from firsthand experience, an uphill battle. Two is I would sell before I start building infrastructure. And I know that is weird coming from someone in marketing. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that I have focused a lot on getting those foundations in place and getting those processes in place. But if I were starting today, I would not wait to have a finished website, a polished brand, all of my offers put together. I would sell an idea first. And that might look like direct outreach, personal conversations, asking for warm intros. I think the TLDR for this part, or the TLDL, did not listen, is that you have to do the legwork. Your first customers almost never come from ads or having that build it and they will come kind of mentality. Early revenue tells you what people value. It tells you what they'll pay for, how much they'll pay, and ultimately what you might need to change in your offer if you are diligent about getting feedback. And that is all extremely important. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it.
I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn.
Three is I would make sure that I have one clear audience and a clear offer. Resist the urge to be everything to everyone. This is, again, something I see companies doing all the time. Even when they're expanding a current business into new markets or new countries, I hear things like, well, my product or service could be used for this, or it could be used by these people, or we had this potential prospect come in and I guess they could use it. And then they go really wide. But you have to remember, a product for everyone is a product for no one. So instead, I would choose one specific audience, one painful problem, and a clear outcome from working with you or buying your product. Do not try to boil the ocean. Focus makes your audience clear, your message clear, and it makes selling a lot easier. And you can expand later. My best advice is to get the system down for this one area. Maybe it's one industry, it's one region, it's one country, whatever you want to do. And then you can take that system once you know what works and you can replicate it into other industries and other applications. Okay, last is this idea of letting the revenue shape the brand. And really, it should be shaping all of your next steps. Once revenue starts coming in, then I would refine a brand, refine your offers, because now you have a lot of information that you didn't have before. You know who actually buys, why they say yes, or why they say no, or why they chose a competitor, what language actually resonates with them, and what objections you came across throughout the sales process that you can now answer in content, you can answer in your messaging. When you do it like this, your company becomes a reflection of reality, not of assumptions, not of guesses, not of past experiences, you know, all of those things that we do when we are pre-revenue and we're coming up with a brand. So if I had to rebuild a brand today, I would start with a real problem, a real conversation with someone, a real offer, and most importantly, a real sale. It's late to say this, but it applies. In every situation, whether we're talking about building from scratch or not, cash is king. It is what allows you to hire, to grow, to reinvest, and to do whatever you want with your business. If you don't have cash, you don't have anything. All right, that was really, wow, I feel like I ranted very quickly there. Short and sweet. I will leave you all here, and please share this on social, DM me, tell me what you're thinking about in relation to this episode, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much.